إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، I welcome all of you once again. Continue reading from الشرح الممتع على زاد المستقلع لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة أبي عبد الله محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، آمين. We're still reading from the volume 6, which is from the section of fasting, Kitab al-Siyam. قال في المتن: وإذا قامت البينة في أثناء النهار وجب الإمساك والقضاء على كل من صار في أثنائه أهل لوجوبه. In the Matn of Zad al-Mustaqna, he mentioned, Al-Hijawi mentioned, if certain people was informed about the sighting of the crescent of the month of Ramadan, but in a day, then it became obligatory upon them to refrain from eating and drinking and the like, meaning to stay away from the things that the fasting person should stay away from. And likewise, it is obligatory upon them to make up that day. Likewise, the same ruling on anyone who becomes obligatory upon him or her to fast. It means in here, what the Shaykh is to understand, this is the case for those people who they didn't know, for instance, they didn't know that Ramadan started. They didn't know. They weren't informed, no sighting. So the next day they were completing Sha'ban 30, but then during the day they were informed that actually the crescent was sighted actually last night. And that day that they are not fasting, because they didn't know about the sighting, actually is the first day of Ramadan. In the madhab, according to madhab here of the Hanabira, that those people who perhaps they already got breakfast or maybe lunch, once they hear the information that actually that day that they are not fasting because they didn't know, actually is the first day of Ramadan. In the madhab, they says they have to stop. They don't say, oh, we didn't know, we're just going to laugh. They should stop at that time, meaning start fasting from that moment until Maghrib. And they have to make it up, to make up that day after Ramadan. He said the same ruling applies on those people who it become obligatory upon them to fast during the day of Ramadan. And the Shaykh is going to mention some examples, like a young boy or child who reached the age of puberty during the day of Ramadan, or a musafir who reached his destination, okay? Or a woman, her menses come to an end during the day of Ramadan, okay? Inshallah, it's going to become clear. We need the explanation. He says, now the sharh, the explanation, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's saying that if a person was informed that actually the day is the first day of Ramadan, he said, wajab al-imsak, wajab al-imsak, ani al-mufattirat. So once they are informed, at the moment, they should stay away from anything that the fasting person supposed to stay away from. The dalil, the proof of this, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he ordered the people to fast Ashura, what day is that? Ashura, what day is that? Niam Hukasha? The 10th of Muharram. Is it in Ramadan? Is that day in Ramadan? Yes, it's not in Ramadan. Why? Because in what? It's in one month? Muharram. And Muharram and Ramadan, they're two different months. So I want you to pay attention to that, because now we're talking about fasting in Ramadan, but the Shaykh is bringing a proof of Ashura, which is the 10th of another month, the month of Muharram. What month is that? The first month of the Hijri calendar, okay? First month. Now, is it January? Huh? Is it? No, it's not. Okay, I just want to make sure. So the Shaykh, he brings the dalil, the proof is the Prophet ﷺ, when he ordered, and remember, because fasting Ashura at the beginning, it was wajib, it was obligatory. It was obligatory, okay? So when he commanded the Sahaba and the people to fast in Ashura, it was during the day. He didn't do it Maghrib on the night before. No, it was the day. And as soon as the Sahaba, they heard the order of the Prophet ﷺ, they stopped everything. That the fasting person should stop. No food, no drinks, and the like. He says, so therefore, sense now this for these people who they weren't fasting, because nobody informed them about the sighting. Okay? He said, sense now that they are informed, they should stop immediately from anything that breaks the fast, okay, that the fasting person shouldn't do. Now, that's the first thing, okay? Because it could happen. Sometimes the sighting is not so, because we learn from before, for example, when the crescent of Ramadan is sighted, when? Huh? Last day of Sha'ban. And we have one opinion here, last day of Sha'ban. You all agree or you have another opinion? Naam Zaid? Last night of Sha'ban. There's a different opinion. So last night of Sha'ban and the last day of Sha'ban. Luqman? Third opinion, or you agree? Which one? After Maghrib. After Maghrib. Tonight. Tomorrow. You gotta be specified. After the 29th. Naam. The Maghrib that follows the end of the 29th day. Okay? Once Sha'ban completes 29th day, now the Muslim, they can go ahead and sight at Maghrib time, because the crescent appears right at Maghrib for a little while and disappear. And disappear. And he may not be seen until a couple of days later on. Okay? So these are these people, they went and sighted the crescent on that night, the 30th night of Sha'ban, which is at the end of the 29th day of Sha'ban. They didn't see nothing. Nobody informed them. They prayed Isha, still no information. They went to sleep, nobody told them anything. They get up for Fajr, still the same thing, no sighting, no information. But then during the day, that's when somebody told them, hey, guess what? Actually, the sighting was established. Alright? And that today is the first of Ramadan, so they have to stop at that moment. Even though they ate some breakfast or whatever, they have to stop from the moment their information reached them. That's the first thing in this matter, okay? The second thing, قال والقضاء. In the madhab here, they says, it's obligatory upon them to make up that day. Okay? The day when they started not fasting, but when they were informed, they start the fast from that moment until Maghrib, but they have to make up the day. Why they say this, Shaykh al-Jamini says, because they say it is a condition for the fasting of a person, the obligatory fast, not the supererogatory fast, not the nafil. For the obligatory fast, for it to be sound, the person has to fast the entire day, not just a part of the day. Okay? And that day starts from Fajr until Maghrib. So they have to fast the entire day, not just a part of it. So the intention has to be before Fajr. Okay? But here in this case, these people, when their intention started, Ismail?
After Fajr.
After Fajr? When?
In the daytime.
Daytime? Yes, when? Don't go around the bush now, I want to give me a straight answer. Help him, Ogesha. When these people start the intention to fast? When?
Maybe after Asr.
Maybe after Asr? Okay. Muhammad, when? Because I said it, I repeat it many times. When these people here were talking about in this case, when they started their intention to fast? Ahsant, listen to the answer. When they were what, Ogesha? Or Ismail, when they were what?
Informed
of what?
First day of Ramadan.
Ahsant, because they didn't know. So they started their intention when they were informed. When they were informed that, hey guys, today is the first, the signing took place, that's when they made their intention to fast. Not like the people who they know they make it before Fajr. Don't ask me questions. Go ahead.
What if, like, in the middle of Ramadan?
The middle of Ramadan, people, they didn't know about Ramadan for like 15 days. 15 days they didn't know. They were asleep or they were what? Now that's something, this little bit.
Well, maybe like if it was the first day, but when they informed, they started fasting that day, but when Ramadan was over, they forgot to make the day up.
So, Ismail, you're 8 or 9? How old are you? 8. He's 8 years old. I just want now the people to know those are listening, who I'm talking to, okay? Alhamdulillah. Ismail, he says, Zala Khair, what about these people here who they were informed in the first day, Alhamdulillah, and they take the information and they fasted almost the entire Ramadan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't make up that day?
They forgot to.
They forget while Ramadan's still on?
No, while Ramadan's out.
Oh, while Ramadan is out. But now you change the question. Listen, the people, if somebody has to make up Ramadan, of course they cannot make it up while Ramadan is still in, because they have to fast that day. So what they do after the Eid, because it's not permissible to fast on the day of the Eid. After the Eid, immediately, the second day, then they have to fast if they want. They can fast if they want. But they have until the end of Sha'ban. They have that whole year, almost. You see? So they can make it in Shawwal, or can make it in Dhul Hijjah, or Dhul Qa'dah, or Muharram, or Safar, Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Thani, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Thani, Rajab, Sha'ban. The ulama, they says, for the one who is not sick, the one who doesn't have no valid excuse, it's better for that person, he or she, to make up those days what? Immediately. Alright. No. But if they forget, and then they remember when? They forget completely? When you find somebody like that, let me know. If you find someone that came to you and say, hey, I forgot to make up a day, then come and ask me again. Okay? But if they came to you, they didn't forget anymore. Zakallah khairan. Alayyin. Tayyib. May Allah increase your knowledge, I mean, and understanding. And that's the importance of having these children, alhamdulillah, in the classes, because this is how they grow up, alhamdulillah, learning according to their capacities, alhamdulillah. May Allah protect them from the ayn, I mean. And all of us, in matter of fact. So he says because, the Shaykh, he said because their intention was not from before Fajr, but it was during the day when they were informed. So they didn't fast the entire day. And the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And the Prophet ﷺ says, Actions are judged according to the intentions, and every person will be rewarded according to their intention. Then the Shaykh Al-Taymin, he says, now as for here, the Shaykh, he mentioned, it is obligatory upon these people to make up that day. Meaning, once the people, they are informed that that's the day of Ramadan, this is the statement of the majority of the scholars. Now, this is the statement and the opinion of the majority of the scholars. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, however, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is one of the great scholars. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says, however, these people here, yes, at the moment when they were informed that that's the day of Ramadan, they should stop. Whatever they're doing, even if they are eating, they should stop at that moment. And fast until Maghrib. But they don't have to make up the day. You see what Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, you know, he says? No, they don't have to make up the day. Why? He says, because them, whatever they ate or drank before the proof, or before they were informed, that was permissible for them. They weren't doing something wrong. You see, this is something that was permissible for them. They didn't know there was the day of Ramadan. So them were eating while other people are fasting, Muslims are fasting, then they didn't know. So it was permissible for them to eat and to drink and whatever they did that Allah has made permissible for them. So they did not sin or violate anything, okay? Rather, they had no knowledge, and they built upon an asl, upon a foundation, which is, if the moon is not sighted, the crescent is not sighted, what the Muslims do, what the Prophet ﷺ tells us to do? To complete Sha'ban 30 days. So that's what they did. It's not like somebody tell them, look, some people are fasting, like, oh, listen, we don't care, man, listen, I gotta do another day, you know. No, they didn't know that. They didn't know. Okay? So they are, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, these people, they are included in the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O Allah, hold us not accountable on or on account when we forget or when we err, when we're wrong. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, these people here, they are like a person who was eating at night, meaning by Fajr, thinking that it's still night. A person still eating, it's like, hey, it's still night to him, but then somebody came to him and said, hey, it's Fajr already. Or somebody else who, actually in the day, towards Maghrib, and it got very dark and the like, and they think, hey, it's Maghrib. And that guy, they went and eat. But after that, when they eat, they were informed and it was made clear to them that it's not Maghrib yet. And this happened, alhamdulillah, in the time of the Sahaba, radhiyallahu alayhim, when the Prophet ﷺ was alive. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, on the authority of Asma bint Abi Bakr, radhiyallahu anhumah, Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, she said, "Aftarna fi yawmi ghaymin ala ahdi an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thumma tala'at ash-shams." She said, we, meaning her and the companions that were at that time that this happened to them, she says, we broke our fast on a cloudy day. The day was cloudy. In the time of the Prophet, she said, and then the sun came out. See, it was cloudy and dark. They said, hey, it's Maghrib. They ate. They break the fast. But then the sun came out, alhamdulillah. But no one from the companions reported that the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to make up that day. They were not ordered to make up that day. The ulama, they said at that moment, even though they ate, they broke their fast, the sun came out after that, what happened? They should stop and wait until the true Maghrib, the true sunset. Now, so Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, he mentioned that The fact that they didn't make intention before Fajr, because he says intention go along with knowledge. You cannot just make intention if you don't have no knowledge of something. Because and them in this case, they had no knowledge that the month of Ramadan is already in. It has already started. And he said, and that which they have no knowledge of, there's nothing against them at all. وَلَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. And Allah does not burden His soul beyond His scope. He said, for this reason, if these people or anyone other than them delay the intention after Fajr, knowing that that day is the first day of Ramadan, their fasting will not be sound. Because now they know. See the difference? But in the first case, these people, they have no knowledge that that day was the first of Ramadan. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, keep in mind now that the argument of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, his answer and his explanation is strong, rahimahullah, very strong. He said, but still, we don't feel comfortable with it. And as for him, rahimahullah, he brings the analogy, the qiyas, that those people who were informed during the day of Ramadan, they share the same ruling of someone who made a mistake and was eating until after Fajr, believing that it's still night, or those who they break their fast before Maghrib, believing that Maghrib is already in. He said, this is really has to be checked. Why? He says, because those people who they broke their fast before Maghrib, they had intention, they have a proper intention. Alright? They were fasting the whole day. The same way the person who was eating Suhoor, he has intention to start the day before Fajr. Okay? That person just didn't know that they're eating after Fajr. He didn't have no knowledge. Alayyin, then he mentioned the statement of Imam al-Hijawi, وَعَلَى كُلِّ مَنْ سَارَ فِي أَثْنَائِهِ أَهْلِ وُجُوبِهِ. Likewise, the same ruling applies that to stop and to make up that day for anyone who fasting became obligatory upon them during the day. And this applies, of course, from the condition we learn someone who is a Muslim, بَالِغْ عَنْ عَاقِلْ. Someone who is a Muslim and reach the age of puberty and they are sane. Okay? He says, to understand this, there is three scenarios or three cases here. Alright? The first case, if a person, he's already from those people that is obligatory upon them to fast. Before Fajr, he's already from those people, a grown-up person or a person, mashallah, that is incumbent upon them to fast. But then they didn't know about the first day of Ramadan until the day. So he said, as soon as they were informed, they should refrain from the things that nullify the fast. Okay? The second scenario or case, a person becomes from the people whose fasting is obligatory upon them during the day. During the day, before they were informed, okay? Before they were informed. It's technical now. I give an example. So, for instance, somebody became Muslim on that day, their first day, amongst that community and those people who they weren't fasting because they weren't informed. Here, this person became Muslim. Or a child who reached the age of puberty that morning. Okay? Or a person who lost his conscience regain it, okay? And regain his sanity in that morning. Or even after Dhuhr. So they have the same ruling. They have the same ruling. The third case, that now a person becomes, fasting become obligatory upon them, but after the people they were informed that that day actually is the day of Ramadan. Meaning in the morning, the area, the community, they were informed actually today is the first of Ramadan. But then after Dhuhr, somebody became Muslim. You see? Or after Dhuhr, a child became and reached the age of puberty. And after Dhuhr, a person who was unconscious for whatever reason regained his consciousness and sanity. Now, so these people here in third case, do they have to refrain from food and drinks when they were informed? Right? As soon as they are informed, in the third case, they have to refrain or not? Who says yes? We got a couple of people say yes. Who said no? Zaid said no, and Zaid is right. All right, you explain to me, Zaid, why you're right. Ahsant. See? Because when the people they were informed that today is the first of Ramadan, that person, he's not a Muslim yet. He became Muslim after Dhuhr. You see? That's why I said to you, it's technical, you have to pay attention. In the third case, that community, that area, they were informed in the morning that today is the first day of Ramadan. But this person became Muslim when? After Dhuhr. So, in the morning, if that person have to stop from eating and drinking, he's a kafir, he don't have to stop. A child who reached the age of puberty after Dhuhr, in the morning, does his parents tell him, hey, listen, we just were informed, stop, put that sandwich down, can he do that? No, he cannot. But if he learned that his son or his daughter became the reached the age of puberty after Dhuhr, now he tell him, son, refrain from now. Alright? Likewise, someone who doesn't have his faculty of mind, he was unconscious, at the morning when the people was informed, they will tell this person, hey, you have to fast? When he going to start fasting? Al-Dhuhr, if he regain his faculties of mind and consciousness. Is this is clear to you? Not clear. The Shaykh, he mentioned now, look, I'm going to bring a summary, alright? Inshallah. Do my best. The main idea here is about, let's say Tuesday is the first day of Ramadan. Not for us. I'm just giving an example, okay? Tuesday was actually the first day of a Ramadan. What year? Allahu A'lam, okay? A day, the first day of Ramadan, alright? In one area, so the people on Monday night, you see Monday night because it was the 29th day, on Monday night, people they sighted the crescent, okay? Then no information was given out. So there's some people somewhere, they have no information whatsoever, Isha comes in, still no information. Nobody tell them that Ramadan is tomorrow, the moon was sighted and the light. They went to sleep with their mind, what's tomorrow is what? Huh? The 30th of Sha'ban, because that's the sunnah. If you don't see it at the end of the 29th day, complete Sha'ban, 30, and automatically the next day will be the first. So to them, the first is what? Of Ramadan. It's going to be to them in this example when? Wednesday, not Thursday. There is no 31 in the month. Remember, we already said Tuesday, okay, is the 30th day. But what happened is that Tuesday, that is 30 of Sha'ban to these people, actually, the moon was sighted, but these people, they just didn't know. Okay? When they were informed, when? After Fajr, in the morning, not before Fajr. Meaning some of them already perhaps ate something, breakfast. Some of them, maybe they still asleep, they didn't even eat anything. But the most important thing, they didn't have the intention to fast that day, did they? Huh? They didn't. Were they wrong? Until now, are they wrong? Huh? No, they're not wrong. They're just doing exactly what they're supposed to do, following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If you see the crescent, that's it. That day of Sha'ban is 29 day. Nobody can tell you, I don't care, but the month has to be 30. No. Because the Prophet ﷺ said the month is whether 29 or 30. If the crescent is sighted, that's it. Sha'ban is 29 this year. But since they weren't informed, they didn't know. But they were informed until when? In the morning. So those who are obligated to fast, grown-ups, they reach the age of puberty, they sane, and they Muslims, and muqeem, not travelers, they have to fast. They have to actually start fasting 10 o'clock in the morning, 11, 9, after Fajr. As soon as they were informed that actually today, which is the Tuesday, is the first day of Ramadan, they should stop. But the Sheikh, then he brings some scenarios, okay? He says, what about they were informed in the morning, meaning before Fajr? Okay? And then those people who, they reach puberty in the night, or right after Fajr, before they were informed, should their parents and the people tell them, hey, fast or not? Huh, Luqman? No, no, no. Well, see, that's what I'm not. Well, that's not what I didn't say. So I want you to be with me now, so you can understand it. Because if you're thinking about something else, you lose what I said. One word, you're not going to be able to understand what I'm saying. I repeat. Here is these people. They were informed, let's say, at 10 o'clock in the morning. But some of the children and another person, the two children reach the age of puberty right at Fajr time. Okay? And another Muslim took Shahada right after Fajr prayer, alhamdulillah. After Fajr prayer, they give him Shahada. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, this community, they were informed. Now, that child, the two children who reached the age of puberty at Fajr, and the person who became Muslim after Fajr, should they be ordered to stop eating and drinking or not? I'm asking you, man. You don't know still? Zayd. Should they start fasting at that moment when the people are informed or not? Yes, Ismail?
No.
You're wrong. You didn't understand it. Yeah, no.
I say yes, because they were obligated.
No. Yes, because they were obligated to fast before the information comes. You see? Because they were obligated, because those two boys, they reach puberty at Fajr time. So they already know from those people that have to fast. But why they took a breakfast after Fajr? Why?
Because,
because that community didn't know that that day is the first of Ramadan. Likewise, the person who became a Muslim after Fajr, immediately. Now those who know him, at 10 o'clock in the morning, should call him or tell him, hey, listen man, you're a Muslim now. You should stop eating and drinking and the like. If you're married, no intercourse with your wife until Maghrib. It's clear now? Hold on. The second example, I'm going to make it clear. Now here is now the case. These people, they were informed that that day, who to them was not the first day of Ramadan, but they were informed, guess what? There was a sighting at 10 o'clock in the morning. So those people, now they have to stop eating, drinking and fast from that moment until Maghrib. However, those two boys, they reach the age of puberty after Dhuhr. Alright? After Dhuhr. And three Muslims actually. Three men accepted Islam after Dhuhr. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, when the people, they were informed that today is the day of Ramadan, should they tell those two boys and those three men who became Muslim at Dhuhr to fast from that moment? No, they shouldn't to tell them. Why? Because the two boys, they didn't reach the age of puberty at that time. Alright? They were not responsible. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning. They didn't reach the age of puberty until later on. The same thing, those three men who accepted Islam, at 10 o'clock in the morning, they're still non-Muslims. So they don't tell them, look, you have to fast. But at Dhuhr, yes. Tayyib, if you need some more, I will sit with you after the class. Alayhi. Now. Tayyib. Now I have to find my page. Now. Tayyib. So now here is what the Shaykh mentioned. Even the people are informed that today is the day of Ramadan. Those who fasting is not obligatory upon them, they are not included in their ruling. Until if some of them fasting become obligated upon them in that same day, then they have another time for them to start fasting that day. As in this example, the one who reached puberty at Dhuhr, then he start from Dhuhr on. The one who became Muslim at Asr would tell them, okay, from now on until Maghrib you don't eat, and the like. No. So the Shaykh, he says now, a benefit that we gain from the Shaykh here in Zad al-Mustaqna, that if a person became obligatory upon certain person during the day of Ramadan, as an example, a person, a kafir, became a Muslim during the day of Ramadan. Because it's easy if a person became a Muslim after Maghrib. That's easy. Then that person, all we have to tell him, look man, now it's okay, but look, you're Muslim now, and we're in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you gotta fast, okay? But now this person, he became Muslim in the day of Ramadan. Or a child who reached the age of puberty, in the day of Ramadan, the Shaykh said all of these people is incumbent upon them to start their fast at the moment when they fasting become obligatory upon them. In this case, when the kafir became Muslim and when the child reached the age of puberty and they have to make up the day, that day. He said this is the famous opinion from the madhab of Imam Ahmad, and also it is a statement of Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah. So that's the first opinion and ruling, that these people, they have to start fasting at that moment, and they have to make up the days. Al-Qawl al-Thani, the second opinion, لا يلزمهم إمساك ولا قضاء وهو الرواية الثانية عن أحمد. Another opinion from Imam Ahmad, he says actually these people who they didn't know there was the day of Ramadan, or the kafir who became a Muslim in the day of Ramadan, or that child who reached the age of puberty during the day of Ramadan, he said they don't have to start fasting that day, and they don't have to make up that day. That's a different opinion, okay? Another opinion. There is a third opinion. يَلْزَمُهُمْ الْإِمْسَاكُ دُونَ الْقَدَى. The third opinion, that these people here, yes, they have to fast from that moment, but they don't have to make up that day. And they mentioned that this is also another statement of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and this is the opinion chosen by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Taqiyyuddin Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and this is the madhab of Imam Malik rahimahullah, wa huwa rajih. See, after giving this difference of opinion, Shaykh al-Islam says, and this is the soundest opinion, that they start fasting from the moment a kafir, for example, become a Muslim at Dhuhr time. At that time, from Dhuhr until Maghrib now, he should fast. Regardless what he did in before Dhuhr. Likewise, a child who reached the age of puberty at Asr, from Asr to Maghrib, should fast. But they don't have to make up that day. Okay? He says, and this is the sound's opinion. Why? He says, because they were not obliged to fast before that which took place with them in the beginning of the day. Why? Because they were lacking one condition. What is that condition they were lacking? A taklif. It was not obligatory upon them to fast in the morning. It was not obligatory. When Fajr comes in, when the Muslims, they made their intention to fast before Fajr, okay? But these people, they didn't have that. The kafir shouldn't make no intention. And even if you make intention, it won't be accepted from him anyway. Likewise, the person who was not in the age of puberty, at that moment, it is not obligatory upon them to fast anyway. He said, but these people, they did what they're supposed to do. As soon as fasting was obligatory upon them, whether in the case of those who they were informed, or the kafir who became a Muslim, or the child who reached the age of puberty, or the majnoon who regained his faculties of mind and consciousness, all of them now, they start fasting at that moment. He said, and if a person do to the best of their abilities, they don't have to make up the act of worship again. Now, Miss Mary.
What if they already they came with some four Fajr, but they weren't informed. They didn't eat, but they didn't eat anything. They got up late, and it was Dhuhr time, and they didn't eat anything yet. But then they became Muslim. Should they still fast?
No, I see. Now you said they became Muslim before Fajr, then you say they became Muslim at Dhuhr. Which one? Because you started the question, they became Muslim before Fajr. But then as you were talking, he says they became Muslims at Dhuhr. Which one now? Dhuhr or Fajr?
Dhuhr.
Well, we mentioned that. That's what we were talking about. That's what we were just exactly talking about. Now.
What if they haven't eaten anything yet?
Doesn't matter. It's not about eating or not. It's about the intention. In the obligatory fast, the intention should be before Fajr. All right? But, however, if a person wants to fast a separatory fast, like Iman day, or any day, but it's not from Ramadan, it's not obligatory fast, the ulama, they said, yes, if that person wants to start his fast in the morning, they can. And they mentioned the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ, sometimes, not in Ramadan, sometimes, in regular days, the Prophet ﷺ will come to his household, and he say, do you have anything to eat? They say, no, nothing, subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ has nothing. We got no food. What were we going to say? Some of us got two fridges, and a chest freezer, 16 cabinets. Yes, two of them are broke, but still have something in them. And on top of that, we got money, and we got menus. And we can make a phone call, and then 20 minutes later, the food delivered to your house, and still make a big, I don't know what. Allah al-Musta'an. Here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no food. He go to his household, any food this morning? Nothing. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He says, okay, I'm fasting. The ulama, they said, that's permissible. If you get up one day, for example, at the night, you had no intention whatsoever to fast this Monday or this Thursday or this Wednesday. Yeah, or that Sunday, one day. But then, yes, in the morning you made Fajr and you went to work or you went lay down for a moment. And then after sunrise, you're like, I'm going to fast. Yes, you can. But not for a fard. For the fard, you have to fast the entire day. You have to fast, the intention has to start from before Fajr, okay? Is that clear? No. وقوله وكذا حائض ونفساء طهرتا ومسافر قدم مفطرا. He says the same ruling applies on a woman that she has her cycle, her menstrual cycle, but it came to an end during the day of Ramadan. She became clean. Not all the women clean after Maghrib. Some women, they become clean right after Fajr. Their cycle come end right at Dhuhr time, before or after Asr. Alright? Likewise, a woman that she gave birth, and she was clean from the blood of birth, the postnatal bleeding, she became clean. But when? Not in night time. In a daytime in Ramadan. Of course she was not fasting, because they don't have to fast. Alright? You're with me? Because the menstruating woman and the woman her natal bleeding, they don't have to fast. So they weren't fasting, but they become clean still in the day of Ramadan, not after Maghrib. And likewise, a musafir, a person who was traveling, and he reached his destination in the daytime, not after Maghrib. So he was eating, mashallah, he chose not to fast, but now he came, he reached his destination at Asr time, or Dhuhr. What he should do, in the madhab he said, they have to stop, meaning they don't have to eat. You understand? Meaning this woman that she was on her menses, she get up in the morning, her menses still on, she ate breakfast, she ate lunch, Asr time, she become clean. The Shaykh said, this woman, she should stop until Asr, until Maghrib. Not just go ahead and eat. That's the madhab. The same time, the same thing, a person was traveling. They say someone coming back from New York to Stone Mountain. That's where he lives, in Stone Mountain, okay? And then, mashallah, he stopped in Philadelphia, whatever the case is. And then, as he driving, he get by DC, Baltimore, whatever, get him a nice breakfast, okay? Get him a breakfast. But then this person actually get to the house, to his house, Asr time. That's a little bit... Can he? Yeah, he would some tickets and violations. Well, let's say this person left New York at night time after Taraweeh. Okay? They had breakfast in North Carolina. Okay? Alright, that's better, right? Right, Abdul Majid? Huh? That's look better. So, because from North Carolina, maybe to here like 6-7 hours, right? So then right after Dhuhr he's here. But this man is already ate breakfast, mashallah, and maybe lunch. The Shaykh here in the madhab, they says, upon their arrival, they don't go ahead and eat and say, look man, I'm already this day, I'm not fasting. They go ahead and eat lunch and keep eating until Maghrib. He says, as soon as they arrival, they should fast. Alright? Even though this person already have a breakfast and lunch, meaning they should fast, meaning should stop eating and drinking, and they should act as a fasting person, okay? Now, the Shaykh said, meaning this is the same ruling. For those who understood the other ruling, this is easy for them. Those who didn't understand, you may struggle with this one. But that's why I had to give you that little bit, so that you can understand. Tayyib. Intadir Ismail, that's it. After the class, inshallah. He said, these are three things. The case of a woman in her menses, the woman that it's clean, meaning her cycle come to an end in the day of Ramadan, a woman that she became clean after giving birth in the day of Ramadan, and a traveler who reached his destination in the day of Ramadan. He said, we add a fourth case. What is it? A person who was sick. He was sick in the day of Ramadan. Okay, maybe the day two. This man broke 2 days. The third day he's still like, okay. But then, by Asr time or by Dhuhr, alhamdulillah, he's cured. Allah cured this person. Okay? He's not sick anymore. Yes, yesterday he was sick. He was out vomiting and headaches, fever. But by the hard time, he's okay. No fever, no vomiting, he's strong, alhamdulillah. Same ruling, that they should what? refrain from eating and drinking and stuff, and continue their fast until Maghrib. So, same thing the Shaykh says. Do these people, all of them, same thing, they have to do the imsak, which is like to start fasting from that moment, and qada. The Shaykh says the answer, as for them making up the day, yes, there is no doubt. They have to make up that day. Because these people, they have broken that day, okay? Because they were, like the woman, she was in her menses, okay? She was in her menses, that's why she didn't fast that day. She didn't start fasting that day. The same way the woman, that she was still in her postnatal bleeding. That's why she didn't fast that day with the people, because she was still on that. Likewise, the person, he was still on a journey. That's why he didn't start fasting that day, okay? The same way, the person who was sick, he was still sick by Fajr, he's sick. That's why after Fajr he took some medicine. And in the morning, his wife or his mother or grandmother, whatever, brought him some nice hot chicken noodle soup or whatever the case is. He said, that's why these people, they have to make up the day. Why? Because they started the day not fasting. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. As for the one who is sick or on a journey, then they have to make up those days that they broke in the fast. And also because of the statement of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, كُنَّا نُؤْمَرُ بِقَضَاءِ الصَّوْمِ وَلَا نُؤْمَرُ بِقَضَاءِ الصَّلَاةِ تَعْنِي الْحُيَّةِ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, we used to be ordered, meaning by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make up the missed days of fasting, not the salat. Because the women in their menses, they do not pray nor fast, but they make the fast, they make up the fast, and they do not make up the salat, the prayer. Now, so the Shaykh, he says, in this case of these women and the traveler who reached his destination, yes, they should all make up the day, their days, because they have not fasted. They didn't start fasting that day. However, the woman, she became clean at Dhuhr time. The person came back and reached his destination at Dhuhr or Asr time. Do they continue to eat until Maghrib, since they already, they already not fasting? Can that woman, now she's clean at Dhuhr? Yes, she ate breakfast and she became clean at Dhuhr. Can she continue eating, saying, listen, man, I didn't fast today. That's my day. I have to make it up anyway. So, hey, let me get some lunch, this and that. The same way the person who came from a journey and he reached his destination at Asr time or Dhuhr, should that person say, hey, I'm already not fasting this day and I'm going to make it up anyway. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and what? Continue to eat until Maghrib. Because it's not going to do me no good if I fast. Because I already have to make up this day, okay? Or should they, look, man, I'm home now, I'm not traveling, I should not eat and drink until Maghrib. The woman, she's like, look, I don't have my menses anymore, because that's why I wasn't fasting. Now I don't have that anymore. So I have to stop until Maghrib. Which one? The Shaykh says, as for now, for them to have the imsak, this is from the statement of the Mu'allif rahimahullah, that it is obligatory upon them to do that. Not to just continue eating until Maghrib. Yes, if a woman, her menses continues until after Maghrib, she can eat until Maghrib. But now, the difference, you see the difference, right? Tayyib. He said, and this is the madhab. Because, they says in the madhab, these three individuals, they broke the fast for a reason, right? You know the reasons? What is these reasons? Number one? No, it was number three. Number one? The menses. Number three? The postnatal bleeding. And the third? The traveler. And the fourth? The sick person. He said, that's why they didn't fast. Because they have a reason. The woman, she has her cycle that morning. The other one, she still have the blood from the postnatal bleeding. The man, he's still driving or flying or whatever the case is, or walking, he's still on a journey. And that person I'm mourning, he's still sick. But by dhuhr time, that which the reason made them break the fast came to an end. The woman, she's not on her menses anymore. The man, he reached his destination. The person who was sick, for instance, they become what? Okay, now. Let me finish this and then we'll take a question, inshallah. Hold on. So that's why they say, that's why they should stop from eating and drinking and the like, because the reason why that allowed them to eat and drink, it's gone. They don't have it anymore. Okay? No. But still in the madhab of Imam Ahmad, there is another opinion that Imam Ahmad says, no, they don't have to make imsak. Okay? Because Allah make it permissible for them to eat and drink and the like in the, during the day, in the beginning of the day, and even if they stop now and start fasting at that moment, it's not going to do them no good. No, it's not going to do them no good because they still have to make up that day anymore. Okay? And he mentioned a hadith, a statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه says من أكل أول النهار فليأكل آخره. Whoever did not fast in the first day of Ramadan, in the beginning of the day of Ramadan, he can eat in the end of it as well. Okay. Meaning here, Sheikh Ramadan says, if it's permissible for a person not to fast in the beginning in the beginning of the day, then it's permissible for them to not to fast in the end of the day. Okay? Because they have a valid reason. We give an example. The woman and her menses. Because the women, they be checking, oh, Fajr comes in, they were hoping, whatever. Oh, the blood's still in. Okay, Fajr comes in, she still have the menses. Okay, that woman, she knows that day now, she's not fasting. Alright? So she didn't. She went to sleep, she got up, did some breakfast with the kids, whatever the case is. Okay? Got cup of coffee or tea, whatever it is, the case is, okay? But then at dhuhr time, her menses come to an end. This woman, according to the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, and also an opinion of Imam Ahmed, this woman, she doesn't have to fast from that moment. She continue eating and drinking until Maghrib, okay? And he said, وَهَذَا هُوَ الْقَوْلُ الرَّاجِحِ Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, this is the sound opinion. The sound opinion is that, for example, he gave an example. If a person was on a journey and make it back to his place, and he was not fasting, because remember before we mentioned that the traveler has a choice. Under normal circumstances, if fasting doesn't become or bring a great hardship on them, become harmful for them. No, if it's not the case, then they can fast or not to fast. It's up to them. They choose what's good for them. He said, likewise, if a person came back from a journey and in the daytime, okay, and he find that his wife, that she was on her menses too, and she became clean in the same day, subhanAllah, he says it's permissible for them to have intimacy. He said it's permissible. Why? Because these are people, they are not fasting in the beginning of the day, so that they have that same ruling until Maghrib. Now, then the Shaykh mentioned other examples. He says, likewise, if a person break the fast to save the life of somebody else, somebody is drowning, and somebody is fasting but he's weak, he knows how to swim, but he's weak. And somebody is drowning. What do he do? I get you at Maghrib. Once I eat, land. The man is drowning. The person is weak. He said, that person, yes, he can eat. He can break his fast, get something to drink or eat, and go and save that person, and don't have to make up the day, he says. لَمْ يَلْزَمُ الْإِمْسَكْ أَخِرَ النَّهَارِ No, not to make up the day. He will make up the day, but he doesn't have to once He saved the person, now he should stop, you know, from eating and drinking now. Likewise, he said, if a woman, she's breastfeeding and she's afraid for her child, for her baby, that's why she broke the fast. But the baby died in the day of Ramadan. So this woman, no, he said, we don't tell her, okay, you have to start fasting from this moment. He says, no. لَمْ يَلْزَمْهَا إِمْسَاكْ بَقِيَّتَهُ He says, so therefore, the قول الراجح, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said, this is a qa'ida, and this is the sound opinion, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, أَنَّ مَنْ أَفْتَرَ فِي رَمَضَانِ لِعُذْرٍ يُبِيحُ الْفِطْرِ Anyone who broke his fast, meaning he didn't fast a day or so, having a valid reason, like the menses, like the travel and the like, ثُمَّ زَالَ ذَلِكَ الْعُذْرِ أَتْنَا أَنَّهَا لَمْ يَلْزَمْهُ الْإِمْسَاكْ بَقِيَّةَ الْيَوْمِ But the reason for which they broke the fast came to an end during the day, they don't have to have the imsak. And this is what Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, choose to be the soundest opinion. And this is the opinion chosen by Shaykh al-Islam, al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Also, a narration from Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. Also, this is a statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, as the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen has mentioned. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا I apologize for not